Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you stayed up late last night and you watched that game, it, for me, was one of the most memorable baseball games I've watched in my entire life. It was one of the best baseball games I've watched in my entire life. In 18 innings on a Freddie Freeman home run, yes, in the 18th inning, in the middle of the night, the Dodgers win. They take a 2-1 lead, and a man named Shohei Ohtani, he didn't reach once, didn't reach three times, didn't reach five times, didn't reach seven times. He reached first base and often went right by it nine times. And he's now going to be the starting pitcher tonight, which seems about as improbable as possible. A man who knows World Series success, the Hall of Famer, a man who grew up in St. Paul, but Dave, he's told me many times he wishes he would have grown up in Golden Valley, my town.
Oh, really?
He's told me that many times.
East side, baby.
He always thought he wanted to be a Golden Valley guy. Paul Molitor is here. Just a reminder of what my friend Mr. Molitor did in the 97 World Series. He hit 500 with 12 hits in six games, two doubles, two triples, two home runs, eight RBIs. That is spectacular, my friend. That is what a human being does at the highest, highest level. I'm not convinced Shohei Ohtani is a human being.
Well, if they played a little bit longer last night, Chad, he might have done it in one game. So it's just, and I have to tell you, by the way, my older daughter is a Golden Valley resident.
Thank you. There we go.
I frequent your neighborhood.
Thank you. I like it. How much of last night's game did you see?
Well, excuse me. My disclaimer is that I was at the Starkey Hearing Foundation gala last night.
Great event.
Yeah, and it was at the Armory, which I hadn't been in since they renovated however many years ago.
Oh.
Sat with Aaron Jones at my table.
Sure.
Just a quick shout-out, Bill and Tanny Austin continue to do amazing work around the globe, bringing hearing to their goal of over a billion people, which is incredible, but it was a good night. So I'm monitoring
the game. Can we just stop there for a second? Because you are so right. They are trying to touch a billion people in hearing. And when you hear that, that is just breathtaking.
Well, when you think about that number, you know, we're talking about a global population of 7 billion, that over a billion people have some type of hearing disorder, if you will. And they just continue to travel. They raised funds last night. The contributions of so many people were phenomenal. And they're continuing their mission. They're not slowing down. So
it was
wonderful.
Yep.
Aaron Jones was at my table, had a nice little conversation with him, and, you know, Elton John performed for way longer than I thought he would. And
How long did he play?
I think he probably played seven or eight songs, Chad, maybe 45 minutes or so, and he still got game.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty good.
And then on the other side of the Armory ballroom, whatever you would call it, when he finished, Kevin Costner's band took over the stage.
Really?
But that was, yeah, so I'm watching my phone. I'm trying to keep up with the game.
Right.
Okay, Ohtani's got a second homer. It's 5-5. So I get home about midnight.
Yeah.
And I had 2 more hours of baseball.
Yes, you did.
So it was just one for the ages to think about Ohtani getting on base 9 times. I don't know if you call home runs getting on base, circling the base. More appropriate. And now he's just by the way, he's going to come back and he's going to be the starting pitcher. So
right. I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. You played with Robin Yount. You went up against the best. And I'm not saying he's the best hitter I've ever seen. I'm not saying he's the best pitcher I've ever seen. But what he's doing at both is such a high level, Paul. It's like I have friends who are like, okay, how do you compare him with these other all-time athletes? And I'm like, you can't, because these skills, you don't duplicate it, right? I'm sure when you were creating, you pitched some, right? But to think...
Right.
At the peak of your powers, when you were one of the best players in the game, that every 5 days you would be going out there and pitching, that just stretches credulity.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know how you compare it. You know, you go back in history, and certainly, you know, Babe Ruth way back when, and then you have multi-sport athletes like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. But this takes it to another level, and I have to tip my cap reluctantly to the Dodgers and how they have – they have enough depth and enough resources to really, you know, just gear up for October. You know, they kind of meander their way through the season. They know they're going to get to the playoffs. You know, Blake Snell doesn't pitch a lot. Glasnow doesn't pitch a lot. Ohtani, they probably could have ramped him up sooner, but they didn't.
Yep.
Full knowing that if he's going to pitch into late October and possibly November, this is the best path for that to have a chance to be successful, and they were certainly right in how they mapped that out.
Okay, so when you're watching that game and you have a World Series ring with the Blue Jays, are you just 100% Blue Jays, or is there enough distance, or how are you consuming the game?
More so as a fan of the game and postseason baseball. You know, I faced some of these questions with the Brewers being in it this year.
Sure.
And for a small iota of a time frame, you know, I'm thinking, hey, maybe the Brewers will play the Blue Jays come the Fall Classic.
Yeah.
But, I had a chance to go down and throw out the first pitch in Game 5 against the Cubs in Milwaukee, and that was fantastic. And I'm pulling for Toronto maybe a little bit more so, first for my connection to having a chance to be a Blue Jay, but also knowing that fan base. 32 years is a long time, as Twins fans know.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts, you start talking decades instead of years. You're happy, and Toronto. I'll tell you, Chad. We had 4 million people when I played there. That's 50,000 a night for 80 games. But when you go to Minnesota, it was the fans from Winnipeg, and you go to Seattle, and it's the fans from, you know, Vancouver, and you go to Detroit, and they come across the border there. It's just a national phenomenon with only one team representing that country. So I must say that I'm happy for their opportunity, and I'm hoping that they can find a way to at least extend the series back to Toronto this weekend.
This is the Hall of Famer, Paul Molitor. We're talking about just the exceptional ball game last night. Freeman's home run wins it, 18th inning, 6-5. As we said, Shohei reaches 9 times. Now he's pitching tonight. I'm guessing you've had a chance to see some of the earlier fielding defensive plays, whichever vernacular you want to offer up, because that made it just reach a different level, Paul. It's just one thing for it to be zeros for as long as it was, but both teams had 2 or 3 plays when you're like, is that AI or is that real? Because they pulled it off so perfectly.
No, I did have a chance to go back and recap some of the action that I had missed live. You know, there was a couple of miscues, too, that on the Dodgers end that kind of led to that 3-run homer.
For sure.
But just, you know, in those moments to be able to step up and not only make the physical aspect of the play, but to have the mental capacity and wherewithal to understand where the ball needs to go next to possibly record an out on the bases. It was phenomenal, and I think that added to the overall intrigue of the game. One thing that I did notice, and I think that John Smoltz had a little bit of it last night, you could see that players were trying to end the game with one swing.
For sure.
And it's unfortunate. It's kind of almost a subconscious act by players when they get in that position. You know, everyone's dreamt about hitting a walk-off home run in the World Series, but in reality, you know, to get a leadoff guy on and somehow get him in the scoring position, the Blue Jays had very minimal chances that those last 8, 9, 10 innings, while the Dodgers seemed to have traffic almost every inning, but they just couldn't cash it in until finally Freeman put it to rest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, and also, and you played out there some, there were two balls hit, Will Smith and Hernandez, where both guys are absolutely convinced it's gone. Just from your perspective, talk about Dodger Stadium, that location, Chavez Ravine.
Sure.
And when it gets later in night and how the ball just travels at a very different pace.
Well, it's kind of true around the game, but more so and more prevalent in the West Coast ballparks. Oakland was like that for a long time. It was helped somewhat when they enclosed the outfield. Anaheim's the same way. You know, you hit a ball in a day game, and it's, you know, there's no doubt where it's going. But as the nighttime air starts to, seep its way in, it just really cuts down on distance. You could tell, particularly on Will Smith's ball, the way he reacted, and, you know, I wouldn't say the bat flip, but you look at the
very close.
You look at the numbers. You know, whatever, 108 exit velocity at a 29 degree launch angle, whatever it is they throw at you, and that's a home run most of the time. But that heavy air out there on the West Coast certainly changes the dynamics of how far a ball is going to travel at that time of the night.
Well, I'm watching with my gal, and when Smith hits it, I go, "That's gone." She goes, "How do you know?" I go, "Look at him," because that's a billion times better than me. The player knows it, and in that case, because of the marine layer, whatever. So let's now get to Kershaw coming in the game. Here is, I mentioned earlier in previewing you, with the three guys who are left, Kershaw, Verlander, and Scherzer. Oh, by the way, let's not forget, Max Scherzer did start that game last night.
Right.
Those three guys, when they leave, unless the game changes in an enormous way, we're just not going to see guys like that. And Kershaw has had this historic, legendary career, but it's also been riddled with playoff ineptitude. And you probably got some of this, but I felt like he was warming up every inning, just over and over and over again. For him then to come in with the bases loaded when he's leaving the game And he knows history, too.
Sure.
And to get that out, by the way, one of those pitches was ball four. But then for Erdman to have the glove flip, I mean, theater doesn't get much better than that.
No, I you know, you often hear people talk about certain games, whatever sport, and, you know, you couldn't write a script any better type of thing. And for him to come in, you know, I saw an interview with him pre-series that talked about adjusting to the role of coming out of the bullpen and how to establish a routine and get comfortable. But getting up and getting hot multiple times, and then you're faced with that situation where your margin
yes.
of error is zero.
Yeah, right.
It's zero. And then, of course, it runs to a full count. And, you know, hitter protects, and he probably chases a little bit. But then they make the play, and they get off the field. And like you said, if that goes the other way and game three turns out to be the determining factor of the direction of the series, it just would be a really, really unfortunate little caveat to, you know, what Kershaw's career has been about.
Well, and as indomitable as the Dodgers are, the bugaboo this year has been the bullpen, right? That, you know, Sasaki really was a failure as a starter, and he's emerged. And Trinan, you know, you never know if you can trust him. All of a sudden, they bring in these two guys for the last six innings who both pitched about the some of the data. It's only the last time you played in the game yourself.
Sure.
And they were amazing. They were unhittable.
Well, welcome to the world, Will Klein, right? I mean, who is Will Klein?
Yeah.
I mean, I really didn't know a lot about him. And then he goes out and pitches four innings and probably throws more pitches than he has and who knows how long.
Yep.
But it's just kind of, you know, the thing about baseball, you can say that football is an American sport. We all get that. But you'll see things that you're unexpected. And, you know, the big storyline in this series is get to the bullpens. And and in this game, okay, we get to both bullpens. And, by the way, we're going to see about 10, 11, 12 innings of zeros. So you just don't know how it's going to unfold.
The Paul Molitor with us, a couple last questions. We'll let him go. I think it might have been, I forget if it was Jeff Passan or Jason Stark had the note, too, that in the very crowded Dodgers clubhouse, exhausted Dodgers clubhouse, this 89-year-old man made sure to go over and shake Will Klein's hand. That man's name is Sandy Koufax. I mean, can you imagine what that whole experience was, the game, and Sandy Koufax has to shows the compassion, the decency to come find you and congratulate you after the game.
Well, first of all, you give Sandy Koufax credit for sticking out the game, right?
I mean, correct.
Is he 90? I'm not
80,
sure.
89, and he looks way better than I do. Okay.
Well, I'll just tell you, Chad, that, you know, getting into Cooperstown, I mean, obviously, it's an incredible honor. But you get to meet a lot of the people that you just – that really propelled your passion for the game. And the – a few of them are more intimidating than others. And the first time that I had a chance to talk or shake Sandy Koufax's hand, I won't forget that. And couldn't have been more gracious back then, you know, whatever it was, 2004. And he always finds a way to make it back to Cooperstown. He might come in Saturday night and leave Sunday night. He read that theme a lot.
That's
but,
great.
Just the mystique around Sandy Koufax. And for him to make that gesture, Will Klein will not forget that.
Was it similar to when you shook Common's hand for the first time?
Who's that?
It might be a mutual friend of ours who might be talking right now.
Yeah,
okay, last thing. You need to see music at the Armory. I've got about 10, geez, I got well into double figures concerts at the Armory. It's a great place to see music.
Well, I was impressed just by the way they laid it out last night for this particular event. The sound was good. It looks like it would be fun because it's big enough, but not too big.
Yep,
where I can imagine that certain acts and certain, you know, whoever might be in there, it'd be definitely worthwhile to check out.
Great as always, sir. I appreciate it. Enjoy the day. Maybe get some rest, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, you be well. Thanks, Jeff.
Paul Molitor, right here. Doesn't get better than that in baseball. Right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.